essentially, it was this limiting belief of if I shine, it means someone else doesn't get to shine. And I felt really uncomfortable leading, essentially, like feeling like a leader, well, being a leader of this event and getting on stage and speaking because I was afraid that people would think that I thought I was better than them. Welcome back to part two of the special two-part episode all about the Shift event and the real behind the scenes, the truth, the behind the curtains, all the real raw, authentic stuff that we wanted to share with you. So without further ado, let's just dive right back into it and we'll see you at the end.
I'd love to dive in now, Emily, to like before we got on stage and leading up until like we did our work. You want to dive into that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd love for you to share, you know, the personal things that were going on if.
Yeah. So, but during Christmas, I think it was the 29th of December, we got news that my dear aunt, who was a very important woman in my life. And we found out that she had cancer on December 29th. Which was, I think it was the same day that, no. So we were getting like messages, and on the day that ticket sales closed, we found out that she was going to do the assisted death. The cancer had spread. It was very fast growing. So on the day that ticket sales closed, we had so many exciting memories and emotions of, yeah, like we did something great. We had all this trust. It was like this beautiful, you know, congratulations, it's all done. But at the same time, I was mourning that I was going to have to say goodbye to my aunt. And then leading up to, we found out that the day my aunt was going to cross over was the Sunday. So my
the
mom
day
was,
after the event.
so the day after the event.
Yeah.
And my mom was saying goodbye to her sister on a Saturday, and I was stepping on a stage. And I had so many emotions, like to say I had the highs of high and the lows of lows, like it was like an emotional roller coaster. And I really had to sit with it. And then, you know, Emily, I have to thank you again for all your support and just having someone for me to lean on. It's hard to run an event and there's so many things to be doing. And then we were talking as we were planning for the day, and I decided with your help, I don't think I would have been able to do it without your help. Decided that I would share it on the Saturday. Number one, because I really feel being authentic is important. And number two, I thought the message of sharing that two things get to be true. You can have so much joy and excitement and happiness, but also be heartbroken and extremely sad. And I think sometimes when we go through things like this or hardships in our life, we polarize it and only allow ourselves to feel one emotion. So yeah, for me, I would love to be able to say that everything was like woohoo, but as you know, that would be a fat lie. I would be like, oh my God, Emily, I'm so proud of us, and then crying and bawling the next moment. Like it was an emotional roller coaster, but I thought it was so important for people to hear that those two things get to be true, that yeah, you don't always have to sit in pain. It's okay. And is actually encouraged to feel the joy too, you know? So yeah, that part was extremely hard for me. Really, really, really hard. And I believe this, and this has helped me tremendously, is that when something bad happens, I don't need to make it about me. Sometimes just bad things happen, you know?
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that anybody hates me or that someone's out to conspire against me. It just means that something really bad happened. We don't do that when something joyful happens. We don't say, why me, God? Why did you give me this joyful thing? So it's allowing the joy and the pain to coexist and to feel each one very deeply and to honor what it means to be a human freaking being. You know what I mean? Like, I don't make it anything about me, you know. I don't generalize and say, you know, and Dwayne always says this to me. He's like, the things that you've been through in your life, would break most people. I don't say that to sound cocky, but when you're given hardships, it really truly is up to us how we navigate them. And that doesn't mean stuffing the emotions down and not feeling it, but I'll be damned if I'm making it to my death day and only feeling pain, because pain is inevitable. Pain is going to come, hardships are going to come, and it's my responsibility to find the joy. And watching my aunt go through her life and live in complete joy, I know she would have wanted me to get on that stage that day.
Absolutely.
I do. And I truly believe that finding the joy doesn't mean that I don't feel the pain. And I want to bring this up too, that even though I got up and I shared my story and all that kind of stuff, I was feeling guilty. I had this guilt, and I felt like, you can't go all in today, Gina. You can't go and be what you normally are. You have to tone it down a little bit, because you know what I mean?
Yeah, because
And
you
then
should be
I,
grieving, you should feel sad,
yeah, which I did. But in that moment, I could still be Gina and feel joy. So I checked myself on the stage, and then I turn it the fuck up.
Yeah, and it was like a light switch went on. Like, well, to be honest, like, so also sharing the, behind the scenes and pull back the curtain was Gina and I in the morning, like, so there was a break we had halfway through the morning, and obviously we had a lunch break too, and we were checking in with the hype crew, like, how's it, how do you guys feel? Like, what's the energy feel like on your guys' end? And they were saying, like, oh my God, it's amazing. But to be honest, Gina and I went to our hotel room for the break and we were like, something's feeling off. Like, we don't feel like we're like at 100% our like A game. And we did the workbook with everyone who was there was this exercise and, taking the limiting belief. And asking yourself, who would I be without this thought? And what can I believe instead? And in that moment, it's like, who would I be without this thought? Well, I would be free. I would trust. I like, what can I believe instead? Like, coming back to, it's not about me. Like, let go, let God. And we know we can be our own hardest critics. So,
Just a little.
but we had to just be like, all right, even if we feel like we did a shitty job, it's probably still amazing, right? So we just, it was just like this moment of like, fuck it. Like, we just had this freedom come over us. And I feel like the audience probably didn't notice it, but you and I both had this moment of like, all right, like we are here now,
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Exactly. So, Gina,
Emily.
what, like, were there any doubts, fears, like give us the
Give us the
dirt, Gina.
dirt.
Was there anything that was going on for you internally before,
Yes.
during, after?
All of
Yeah.
the above. My biggest fear, and I had to be honest, this is the event that I really, really surrendered to trust. But my biggest fear was that my pain and my grief was going to take over and I wouldn't be able to help anybody. Because I love this, sorry. No, I'm not going to apologize for crying. Fuck that. I love this woman so deeply, and she's had such like, she's like a mom to me. And I was really afraid, and I know I've said this to you, I was really afraid that when I got up and I talked about it, I wouldn't be able to hold it together. There was that fear. And then when we came back to, actually before we went out and we shared this at the shift event, before I went out, I was a little angry. And I had a moment where I karate chopped the air and gave the air a kick, and I got mad at God, and I was like, if you're giving this, you goddamn well give me the strength to be able to go through this day. So the fear of not being able to help people, to bring all these people in the room, and then my grief be the thing that took over, I was really afraid of that. And then I felt a little bit of anger. But in the same breath, I had this radical trust. And I knew, like, it was a visceral feeling that I knew that I wouldn't have been put in this situation if I couldn't have handled it. So surrendering to it and using it as a lesson, not a curse, I think was big for me. But yeah, I had fear and anger. Those were my two big emotions, before, during, after the event. For me, it was gratitude, always gratitude, gratitude for you, for every woman and man that that showed up in that room, for the support that we had, for being able to do this work. Like, yeah. And today I feel like I'm feeling all the emotions even more deeply, you know? So yeah, it's been a like a roller coaster of emotions. So yeah, those were the ones for me. How about you? I wanna know yours too.
Well, as you know, Gina, like the night before when we were doing sound check and, hype crew was there and, things were getting ramped up and we were starting to see the people who had flown in for this event. I had this real, real strong discomfort around shining, essentially.
Yeah.
Because now that I examine it, essentially it was this limiting belief of if I shine, it means someone else doesn't get to shine.
Yeah.
And I felt really uncomfortable leading, essentially, like feeling like a leader, well, being a leader of this event and getting on stage and speaking because I was afraid that people would think that I thought I was better than them. It was very uncomfortable knowing that people were flying in and taking their hard-earned money and their hard-earned time and resources to be at that event. Egotistically, like what my ego would tell me, like for me and you, right? When we know it's not about me and you, they're coming really for themselves. We're just helping them figure themselves out. Thank God for you because you really helped me with that and coached me that night. And I had this big shift around no, when I shine, it doesn't dim others' lights or it doesn't make others feel less about themselves. When I shine, it's an inspiration for others. When I shine, it shows people possibility. When I shine, it helps other people's light shine even brighter. And it was really amazing to experience because the next day I got up, Saturday, and it was a big day, and I allowed myself to fully embrace shining without feeling bad or feeling like somebody would think that I was, all that in a bag of chips, full of myself. And it was just like, no, like I fully got to be in the energy of like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, let's blow up this shit. Like, so it was big for me. That was big for me.
That is big. And I'm so proud of you, Emily, because I wish that you could see what you've done for me. And I truly believe, Emily King, I would not be sitting here with you if you didn't shine your light. So I am always here to remind you of that fucking light that you have. And people need it. There's already too much darkness in this world, and you are a lighthouse, my friend. And for
Absolutely.
those people who might not have been at shift, I threw myself under the bus and I told over 100 people in the room that I used to judge Emily. And I'm all about owning my whatever. I'm owning it. But when you I judged Emily because I wanted that light, and now I've found my own, and we're illuminating in one big giant lighthouse together.
So I want to ask you one thing before we wrap up is what would you tell Gina, the Gina 5 years ago, now that you know where you are?
Well, I think one of the, oh no, I think the very first thing I would say to her is that you might not have any support right now, and everybody thinks that you are throwing your life away and that you're throwing away your pension and you're making the worst decision of your life. But there's going to be a day when you realize that believing in yourself was required before anybody else could believe in you too.
Whoa, the chills.
And that's coming full circle now. Like, there's been a lot of people who didn't believe in me who are now coming back going, oh shit, I fucked up. And while the ego wants to be like, yeah, I fucking told you so, but it's also that pat on my belief that I pat on the back that I am so glad I had the courage to believe in myself when nobody else did. When nobody else could see my vision, because I truly believe that every single person has their own vision and their own gifts. And it's up to us to believe in it. We can't let other people believe in something that wasn't given to them, that was only given to me, you know? And if you're listening and you have a belief and you don't have anybody believing in you right now, believe in yourself first and it'll come around. What would you say to yourself 5 years ago?
To be honest, all that I keep hearing in my head is just like, I would just give that Emily a big old hug
Ugh.
and tell her I love her and tell her to take it easy on herself.
Oh, I think we all could use that lesson, Emily.
Yeah, take it easy on yourself. Because being hard on yourself doesn't make the path progress any faster. It's like you're gonna get to where you dream of. So it's like, do you want to do it the hard way or do you want to do it like the loving way?
That's profound, though, Emily.
Mm.
I'd like to ask you an original question instead of me saying, well, what about you? What would you say has been the hardest part of navigating something like we just did, that in the beginning there was not a whole lot of evidence saying that it was going to work out? What's been the hardest part for you?
You know, I'm having a hard time coming up with an answer because I know this is going to sound like cliche or whatever, but like I truly always believed.
Yeah, as I asked that, I was like, well, because if she asked me, what am I going to say? I don't know what I would say either.
Because it
Oof,
has
that's growth in itself. Like, high five on that.
what? Because like from day one, when you brought this idea to me, it was like a knowing of, oh my God, yes, we have to do this. It wasn't even like a, which is interesting because like I've had partnerships that I've done before in the past with my business, and it's like that kind of like, this is gonna go well, like who's gonna show? But like when
Yeah.
you brought it to the table, like literally, it was just like this knowing. So I've always known, and you and I like call the would like have these conversations like when ticket sales weren't going well, being like, I know the evidence isn't showing it to us, but like, I still believe, I still trust, I still know
Yeah.
it's all gonna work out. So we always had that. So I would say that was there, but in terms of just the hard that's come from this journey is, you know what I think it is, and I'm still working through this, is surrendering my plan. Because for years, you know, for years I've been a solo coach doing my thing and having the, okay, I'm going to do one-on-one coaching and I'm going to do a group program and I'm going to do, you know, passive courses. And like that was the path. It's kind of like when people, you know, adults get into adulthood and they think like, okay, I got to get the house, I got to get the wife or husband or whatever it is, I got to get the job, you know, it's like the check boxes. And it's kind of like I was doing that in my coaching business. Now that I reflect on it, it's like, okay, I got the one-on-one coaches, I got the programs, it's like the check boxes were done. And I think this and where it's gone and going really has shook my core of my business model, so to speak, and really surrendering of like, okay, I don't know where you're leading me, but I'm taking a ticket. I'll sit up front.
Love that. I love, 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 love that.
Yeah, so
Like,
it's been surrendering my plan and giving it over to God and going, all right, let's do this. Let's see what you got.
but that's kind of the theme of like this whole podcast episode is like surrendering. Sometimes, yeah, we have a plan. We knew the destination-ish, but it's also trusting yourself, and because sometimes the plan can distract you from the thing that you're meant to do. Like,
Exactly. Yeah. So whilst I love the business model I had for years, it's really short. And you know, throw into the mix of it, I had a child, you know, just a year, you know, not even a year and a half ago. So that's a whole new life change. And only what, 4 months into having a child, the whole shift thing started. So it's like all that I knew and like the quote unquote plan just got flipped upside down, like, you know, and it, 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 and we, I mean, we started a new business.
We
And
did.
I've really kind of put my own coaching business to the, I don't want to say to the side, but just put a
Yeah.
pause on it. So I can really explore what this new chapter is all about. To flip it back on you now. I mean, I don't know exactly how you worded it, but what's been the hardest part of the journey for you?
For me, I don't know if I want to go here, but here we are. I think the hardest part of this journey is some of the relationships that have fallen away as I embark in this direction. So mine would be more of that personal level of letting some things go to step into my desires fully. And not in like an egotistical way, but in a way of like if the people in your life are not happy for you and don't want the best things for you and there's conflict, it's like letting those things go and not making it anything about me. I don't know if that makes sense. If you don't have the background, this might not make sense. But really, yeah, just letting things go and not beating myself up over it because, as you know, my heart, I carry things with me. So it's like having the things go that need to go to make space for the things that are meant to come. That has been quite a journey for me. And I know that's not exactly business related, but
But I mean, me witnessing it behind the scenes, like I'm really proud of you because there's been huge growth there for you and allowing yourself to really step into the full on Gina that is meant to shine and be here and show up. And it's been really amazing to witness you experience that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So to wrap up, I wanna touch on like what's next for Shift.
Dun, dun, dun. Well,
Nah.
I gotta be honest. I am super pumped for what's next. We obviously know that immersion and high touch and really diving in and getting your environment to match your goals is super important. And one of the things that we're doing this time around is we are doing a Shift version mastermind. Now, we did a version of this last year, or is it last year? Yeah, we just kind of glued up in, yeah, in December, the whole new year, right? We just finished one up in December and our clients had fantastic results. And we are even doing an even better version of it. So we've revamped the SAS program to the Rich Woman Mastermind, which includes a down south retreat. It's for entrepreneurial women who are looking to really live the rich woman life, but not necessarily all just financial, but rich from the inside out. And I think the biggest thing is like the mindset, designing your life by your own terms, like really pulling back all the disbelief and all the reasons why you can't have what you want, and just infusing so much joy and love and freedom, and yeah, just empowering our clients to do what we're doing, what we're living right now is helping people create that for themselves. And it's a 4-month immersion program, essentially. You know what I mean? Like it's total immersion.
We only have space for 10 women. So, to work with 10 people in depth and have that sisterhood and that community and that accountability and that energy together. Because, I mean,
Yes.
people got to experience what it was like just for one day, like 8 hours. Imagine 4 months of
I
that.
know. Yes.
Right.
Like if
And
you can
so,
change that much in a day, like you say, imagine.
And I love how, somebody who already is signed up, she said, with the investment, she's like, I know that I'm getting this investment back, right? Because she knows the transformation she's going to have. She knows that her going all in, it's inevitable that the results she desires, like this or something better is happening, right? And that's the energy
Absolutely.
that you want to be in. You don't want to approach this mastermind like, like I hope, it's like, no, when you're
Yeah.
joining, you're joining.
Exactly. And I mean, I've been on the flip side where I've thought I could do it all myself. Like with that teacher mentality is like, no, I can build a business on my own. Everything's figure outable. I can do it. And it is. That is very true. But if you want to collapse time around your goals and get there, like in 4 months instead of 4 years, then like these are the rooms you want to get yourself into. And Emily and I, we consistently and quite often put ourselves in our own rooms for our own growth because we know the power of it. We're not just here saying, oh, join ours. Like, we do this work too, you know? And that's how we were able to get to where we are and where we're going. You know what I mean? Like, we've talked about our own personal goals, about how we're going to invest in our next step. So if you're looking for your deeper level, look no further.
Look no further. If you go to, I know the easiest thing is probably go to our Instagram account at the Shift Event.
Yes.
And if you click our link in our bio, you'll see it there. We'll also put it in the show notes, but I mean, everyone's on Instagram. So
Yeah.
go check out our Instagram. You'll see the application there. You'll see the website there of all the details of it. And we can't wait to get the party started in February and kick
I
off the
know.
mastermind for 2023.
Ugh, it's going to be incredible.
And that is a wrap. I hope you really enjoyed this two-part episode. It was so much fun getting to share it all with you and give you the behind the scenes, because I know that's the good stuff. That's the stuff, the spicy stuff we all want to hear. And if you are interested in joining the mastermind, spaces are filling up, so do reach out, message me if you have any questions at all. I'd love to have a chat with you and see if it's a right fit for you. So have a jolly good day, and we'll see you again soon.